Well, Iran is to submit a note of protest to the International Atomic Energy Agency about the recent leak of confidential information on its nuclear program to the media. Spokesman for the Atomic Energy Organization of Iran, Behrouz Kamalvandi, says Tehran believes that the information has been leaked from the IAEA, despite an agreement between Iran and the agency to keep the confidentiality of any such documents. This week, the Associated Press released information about a recently obtained document on Iran's nuclear program. It shows that based on last year's nuclear deal with the P5+1, Iran can install and operate advanced centrifuges after 10 years to enrich uranium to produce nuclear fuel for its reactors. Crossing back over to New York, joined by Mr. Behrad Nachay, nuclear scientist. Thank you so much for being with us. First of all, tell us about the overall significance of this information coming out.
Good day. We have to look at this information in two ways. Number one, the trust between the nations and IAEA. The rules have always been that the confidentiality of the documents between the country and IAEA is of high importance to provide a clear and honest interaction. In this case, as in many cases in previous years, IAEA has leaked information about Iran to press and worse to other individuals. This is one of the reasons, I guess, that Iran has not allowed IAEA to revisit Parchin because of its sensitivity in the military installation and the possibility of leaking those information by IAEA to foreign nation. Number two, whatever is reported that is leaked has been reported previously as a guess that such an agreement has been available. Arms Control Organization last year reported that after the year 10, Iran will have the right to install new centrifuge, more advanced centrifuge, and reprocess and enrich uranium up to 300 kilogram till the year 15, that after that will be free to enrich as much as it wants to. We have to look at this information now that has come out as a leak, as a great opportunity for the world. This is not a bad information, it is a very, very information. To look at it correctly, it tells the world that you have 10, if you are afraid of Iran's nuclear, peaceful nuclear program, you have 10 years to submit and enforce what has been neglected for the last 30 years, that is a worldwide ban on nuclear installation. The world has 10 years to ban the nuclear weapon, to destroy the nuclear weapon, and institute a complete Atom for Peace program. So rather than looking at this from a negative aspect, we have to look at it, number one, as a positive aspect that is an opportunity for the world, and number two, that both Mr. Aki Amano, the Secretary General of the IAEA, and Ban Ki-moon of UN are wasted quantities. They were put in those positions at a different time for a different agenda. They have lost the credibility. Now they need, for the sake of the importance of those two offices, step aside and new impartial people come take over and institute a worldwide trust between those institutions and the world. This is very important, particularly since nuclear is becoming the world and every country, whether they have the resources or not, they are going after the nuclear. We do need an impartial IAEA to help, to monitor, and to promote nuclear. As it currently stands, it does not have the credibility to do that and the trust of the people.
Well, how likely, Mr. Nahai, how likely is that to happen? You talked about an impartial, basically, IAEA, an impartial United Nations. And we know with both these entities, as far as the influence, not just the influence, but basically following the line that Washington dictates. So with that being said, what has to happen in order for, as you have just said, for that impartial entity of the IAEA to come into existence?
That is true. In fact, you have to realize that UN cannot pass any motion without U.S. approval, period. It must act as United States wants. But there are cases that, for example, in case of Kofi Annan, although it was operating under that condition, but he had the integrity to try to move as close to fairness as it was possible. The same with IAEA. In IAEA, when Al-Baradei was there, he tried very much to be impartial, although in both cases there was a shadow of a big brother looming on them, but they tried their best. But Ban Ki-moon and Amano, both of them have been elected as full obedient and following a wrong policy. That is what I'm talking. You cannot ever get a Secretary General for either a Director of AEA or Secretary General of United Nations that is completely impartial.
Okay.
But the fact is there should be those who have the integrity of trying to show a bit of impartiality toward the world and get credibility for United Nations and IAEA. Neither one have.
Thank you so much for being with us out of New York, Mr. Behrad Nachai, nuclear scientist.